wish I'd come by with. It's simple, sweetie. Mr. Flywheel, just a second, I'll ask him. Mr. Flywheel, there's a man on the phone. He says he found that book you bought.
Give me the phone, I'll talk to him. Hello, yes, this is Mr. Flywheel. So you found my book, eh? Oh, you needn't bother about bringing it over. You can read it to me over the phone. Start at page 150, that's where I left off. Hello? Hello? Hi, he hung up on me. After I go to the trouble of putting aside legal business just to talk to him.
Legal business? Why, Mr. Flywheel, you were doing a crossword puzzle.
Well, is doing a crossword puzzle illegal? Say, has that assistant of mine, Ravelli, been in this morning?
No, Mr. Flywheel, he hasn't.
He hasn't, eh? Well, when he gets here, tell him to go down to the post office and have our inkwells filled. And while he's there, he can mail this letter.
But this letter has no stamp on it.
Well, tell him to drop it in the box when nobody's looking.
But Mr. Flywheel, a stamp only costs 3 cents.
For 3 cents, I deliver it myself.
Anyway, this letter is too heavy for one stamp. I think we better put 2 stamps.
Nonsense. If we put 2 stamps on the letter, it'll be still heavier. On second thoughts, never mind the letter. It's just a little note to my friend, Sam Jones, asking for a loan of $2. But poor old Sam probably has his own troubles. I hardly think he can spare it. And even if he had it, I think he'd be a little reluctant to lend me the dough. He's kind of tight that way. Well, I don't think he'd let me have it if he thought I was going hungry. In fact, that guy wouldn't give me a nickel if I was starving. And he calls himself a friend. The cheap, poor, flushing swine. I'll show him where to get off at. Take a letter to that snake and tell him I wouldn't touch his $2. And if he ever comes near this office again, I'll break every bone in his body.
Hello, boss.
Hello, Miss Dimp.
Don't try to change the subject. Where have you been?
I was in the barber shop getting my hair cut.
I see. Getting your hair cut during office hours.
Well, my hair grows during office hours, don't it?
When you're in the office, I want you to concentrate on your work. You can grow your hair at home.
Oh, that's my new prize fighter. I talked to him. Hello, one round. How you feel? That's a fight. Yeah? That's a fight. Mm-hmm. That's a fight. Goodbye. Boss, I just got some bad news.
Bad news? Well, that's a fine.
My new prize fighter, he don't feel so good today.
You got a fighter? Where did you get him?
It was easy. It was at the prize fights watching him fight. Other guy, he knocked him right into my lap.
Oh, so that's how you picked him up.
I don't pick him up. 3 ushers, they picked him up.
Oh, that's too bad. Did they have to carry him home?
Not one round combat. They don't have to carry him home. They carry him to the hospital.
Ravelli, I'd be better off if they carried you there instead.
Oh, boss, we're gonna make plenty of money with one round combat. He's gonna sign a contract with me as soon as he learns to write his name.
Well, that's a good one. Who's gonna sign your name?
Combat. He's learning that too. Yeah, pretty soon, boss, we're gonna own a fighter.
We're gonna own him? That's fine. Run down to the pawn shop and see what we can get for him.
Well, I could, but I don't know what he wants.
Come in, whoever you are.
Excuse me, are you Mr. Flywheel?
Am I Mr. Flywheel? Before I answer that, there's one thing I want to know.
Yes?
Are you Mrs. Flywheel?
Certainly not.
All right, then I'm Mr. Flywheel. And I bet I can guess who you are.
Well, then, who am I?
I give up. Who are you?
I give up, too, and I wasn't even playing.
My name, gentlemen, is Mrs. Willoughby.
And you come bursting in here just to tell us that?
You misunderstand. I came to your office to transact some business.
You want to use my office for your business?
No, gentlemen. I'm here for legal advice. I've just been left a very large estate with considerable money, and it's causing me problems with my income tax. I thought perhaps you might be able to help.
Help with your income tax? A big woman like you, you'll pay your own taxes.
Taxes? Hey, I got a brother living in taxes.
Quiet, we're talking about taxes, money, dollars.
That's where my brother lives, dollars, taxes.
See, it was worth waiting for.